got the...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I want to begin with the following, and that is that there's a Shiloh. The Mora says, there are Safra, it's my preparation, although it's in the college of Gutu. So the Ger HaLokhe in Simen Reish Nun, the Ger HaLokhe in Simen Reish Nun, the Rascal Ki, and the Shari Chuba in Sifkot and Beis, as Akasha. The Mora says, in Bomitzia, the Flaman and Beis, Zokin Men of Foybe. That the Talmud Chochem, that's going to be Mavaz himself, when he does a Shavuos Aveda, is Potter. So, isn't this a Bizoyan HaTorah that these Amoraim should be doing these things for, isn't it a Bizoyan HaTorah? You ready? Okay. We'll start the Moise. The Chav, you got everything here? You set up the computer yet? The Chav is Yoyer. Here I'll look in Simin Reish Nun Dirmasko Ki and the Shari Chuv and Sifkot Beis as the Kasha. There is a din down in Zokin Menos reported. If a Talmud Chochem is going to do Hashavas Aveda, and it's going to be a Bizonian doing his partner, okay? It's called Zokin Veino Fik Foto. If a Talmud Chochem is going to pick up an item, he's going to have to walk in the street to return it to a guy, he's partner. You got me? So ask the Kashi, the Chav is your, ask the Kashi, he says, what are you talking about? So how could these Amoraim charcoal the meat themselves? And charcoal the head of the head for in the salt the fish. Isn't that a design of a Talmud Chochem? That's the cash of the Chavis Yorah quoted by the Ber HaLokhe and the Shari Chuvah. So the Maisa, we should just note that according to the Machlokes, the Ram and the Rosh, can't even be Machmer on that. The Rambam says if a Talmud Chochem wants to be Machmer, he doesn't care, he can do that. But the Rosh says it's Osir. Hmm. The Rosh says you're not allowed to be Mizalzel B'Kvoid HaTeire, and therefore how were the Amoraim here Mizalzel B'Kvoid? So the Kashrut is according to who? According to the Rosh. According to the Rambam, it's not a problem because the Rambam holds that those are, you can be Machmer on yourself. It's not a problem. You're the Kashrut? So Memela, how can you be Mizalzel B'Kvoid? That just, let's point out from Rav Bakshi Doron, Shlita the Great Gaon, one of the chief rabbis, what's that Machlekes Rambam Rosh about? How do you view the din of Tim Yishuris Adin? Is it a din prati or a din klali? Do you have the right to be machman yourself and return the object, even though it's a mizayin atayra? So if it's a din klali, l'fnim Yishuris Adin, which means to go above the letter of the law, you don't have the right to go above the letter of the law when it's going to hurt the Torah. But if you hold the din prati, then it becomes subsumed under the mitzvah. If you hold din prati, then it becomes subsumed under the mitzvah, that when you're machmer on yourself, even though I was potam, I'm doing Hashavas Aveda, that anytime I'm doing a mitzvah, then I'm not considered to be mezalzel b'kvod HaTeir. But it's a mitzvah. You follow me? You're never going to be mezalzel b'kvod HaTeir if you're doing a mitzvah. So you got this? So again, the Chavis Yor, the Ber HaLokhe, the Shari Chuvah quotes from the Chavis Yor, there is a din zokin meinu fi kvod was potter. A Talmud Chochem is not allowed to mavaz himself when he brings the Aveda. That's what the Gemara says. But the Rambam says he wants to, he can. The Rosh says, no, he cannot. That Machlokes Rav Bakshi Doron is based on whether you hold the Thimishur Zadin. Is it din klali or din prati? Is it din klali? Does it give you the right to mazaz v'kvaydai when you're going above the letter was? It din klali. But if it din prati, then it's subsumed under doing a mitzvah, then it's not a problem. Then made the frek the kashe, how are the Amoraim here mazaz v'kvaydai?
How do we know that they're mezalzel b'kvodo here?
Well, who are doing these physical things, salting the fish, being machreishin? You should have a servant for this, Talmud Chochem. So what's the teretz? So the teretz is here, it's mutter, because it's nicker that you're doing l'shem mitzvah. B'kvod Hashem is bor. You're not stam charcoaling the head of the cow and salting the fish for no reason. It's nicker that you're doing l'kvod HaKadosh Baruch. What's the raya for this? The Gemara says in Ksubis and Daf Yitzayin Rav, the Rabin Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak used to be mezalzel b'kvodo and dance in front of the kallah, and he used to juggle and everything at a wedding. And the Pesachei Tshuva writes in Yordei Simen Reish Mem Dalet Sifkot Dalet, and the Kol B'Shirim and Ksubis Osmanim Zayin, that it's Mutter Mizalzer B'Kvoida, because everyone knew he was doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. Everyone knew he's doing the same mitzvah, the Sameach Os and the Kalo. Everyone knows you're salting the fish for Kavod Shabbos. Everyone knows you're charcoaling the hand of the cow. It's singed in order for the full mitzvah. So if it's clear, Dani, that you're doing the same mitzvah, it's not a problem. You're not being mizalz, you're not making fun of the Kavod HaTeir. You follow me? You got the answer? Tell me if you don't understand it, okay? So that's one answer we have. But I have another kasha. So that's one answer that we have. That's an answer to that kasha. Well, it's not considered to be a problem what they did. If it's clear you're doing the shame, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's mutter, it's not being mizalz b'kfod HaTeir. But if you look at that same Simon Reish Nun in Sifkot and Tess and the Shar HaTzion frek the kasha, these were Amoroyim, these were Tzadikim. They learned all the time. How'd they stop learning? Eich bitlu Talmud Torah. There is a famous din, Gemara and Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perikim Lochadal, based on what? The Gemara Moikot Daf Tesman Alf. Yikarahim Ipnimim. Right? What does it say? That if a mitzvah can be done through other people, you're not allowed to move out the Talmud Torah. Why couldn't someone else singe the head of the cow? Why couldn't someone else salt the fish? How could they move out the learning? They were learning all the time. You're the kasha? So the terrors of this kasha is, the Shar HaTzion says, by a mitzvah that's not mutalas al gufo, like himulus chasodim, helping an elderly lady with the groceries, have someone else do it. Someone else can do it. You can stay and learn. But here, the kvod Shabbos is mutal on your body, and therefore you say, mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. You hear me? Mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. So therefore, there's no one else can accomplish the Shabbos to the best of your ability with your own body. So you have no choice but to stop learning and salt the fish yourself. Okay? You got the answer? However, I have a problem with that, because if you're comparing Kiddushin with Shabbos, doesn't that imply that both of them have to be done to Shlichus? Both can be done to Shlichus, but it's better you do it yourself, Kiddushin and Shabbos. But if you say it's on your goof, what does the Taisus Rid say? Taisus Rid said there's no Shlichus on a mitzvah of the goof. Are we comparing the two together, Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos? That it should have to be able to do b'shlichus?
Are we saying that Kavod Shabbos would be a mitzvah of the goof, or it's that by you doing it, there's more of an inning of Kavod?
Oh, so let's see. But Lomaisik, it's a mitzvah of gufo. How do you need the b'shlichus? So it could be that Marach or Zeruah says there are two types of mitzvahs. The Rabbi Chonin quotes this in Ksubis Ayin Dalbach, Osration and Gimel. There are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of the Maisa. There's a mitzvah on the Maisa, like tefillin, Hanukkah tefillin. And that's got to be on my body. That doesn't help the Shlichus. I have to put it on my own body. But there's another type of mitzvah that Tototzah is there here, like Kedushin, like Micah, like Mezuzah. And since the mitzvah is on my bias, that there should be a Mezuzah and a Micah. So too, Halach Lamaisa, there's a mitzvah, what? Allah Lomais on the Totsah that a woman gets married. So there's more of a mitzvah that I do it than what? Than the Shliach. And when I say it's a mitzvah of the goof, it's more on the Totsah to make sure you got the stuff prepared for Shabbos. It's more on the Totsah, that's neat on the Shlichus. But it's still better that you should do it. You follow me? That's the teretz of the Marach HaZarul. The Shar HaTzion gives his own teretz, and in Kavod Shabbos, it's more machmir than, it's very chomer Kavod Shabbos. So therefore, Mavatel Talmud Torah. Since Kavod Shabbos is so important, Mavatel Talmud Torah. But the truth is, I want you to see a Rashi Masecha Shabbos. Rashi Masecha Shabbos says the Feirish in Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. The Gemara gives a story that Amroi worked hard for Kavod Shabbos. More Amroi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would carry things on his shoulder. And then he would walk by Al Mikat, and he says, if I met Rav Amir Ravasi, wouldn't I lift up things in front of them? So Rashi says, Adam Mikamu Kirav Marshu Kavan Mikarlik Vaidu. When a person greets his Rebbe, he's in a form of Charid in Vaidu. He would do things in photos. So therefore, it's impossible to do this through other people. Because the Kavan you show is you yourself showing up. You yourself are trembling with Kavod Shabbos. You yourself are trembling for your Rebbe. That's what seems to say the Valatani in Simrei Shnun in the Kutcher Shachar base. So basically, we're suggesting halacha lemaisa. What are we suggesting? How many tirutzim in this second kasha? The kasha is hakadosh b'atul teret. So the teret says what? The teret says a mitzvah on the goof lemaisa. Yeah, so it's a mitzvah on the goof, so it cannot be done through us. Ah, it's a mitzvah on the goof. How do you do shlichus? It's on the goof that the totsah is done. That's one teretz, yeah? Second teretz is sharpsin, kavod shabbos, more chomer than talmud Torah, because it's more chomer. And number three teretz is, it could very, very well be, this is impossible to be done through other people. Why is it impossible to do? Because when you do it yourself, you are doing the kavod shabbos. You yourself is doing it, makes the kavod shabbos. Kind of like what you were saying then. When you yourself do it, it's much more of a covet Shabbos. And the truth is, based on the Shtigl Torah, listen to this. I think you can answer the original kasha. Zaken Lenin Fikvoidoi. What's the terrors? That's only on a mitzvah of Aveda. But a mitzvah of covet Shabbos with the Ikar is you torah yourself to show that your heart is like what Shabbos, your heart is trembling. So the more you work, the more it's better. The more you work, the more it's better. They see that what? You're not worried about your own cover, you're worried about covet Shabbos. That's the greatest mitzvah in the world, that you're mavazi yourself, the kavod shabbos. That's goof of the mitzvah. That's goof of the mitzvah. It's goof of the mitzvah that you should, what you should, don't ask me a kazan, because I'm doing this, I'm working hard, lamaisel, l'shem, the mitzvah. The more I work, the more tirich I put in, the more I'm what? I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. It's kind of like that Rashi and Sanhedrin and Zion, that Chizkiyahu dragged his father's bones in the streets. So the Rashi asked, how could he do that, walk in the streets? He's the Melech. Melech HaMashah Kvorach Benim Kvorach Machom. Since his father, Achaz, was such a Rasha, the dirtier he got, the more a Kiddush Hashem it was. So it wasn't a Mechilis Kvorach, the Melech. The more he got dirty and worked hard, the more Kavod Hashem it was. So that's exactly what you could say here to answer up the Kasha regarding what? Regarding Lamaisa, this din of Achaz Lamaisa. Answers up about the Talmud Torah. And also answers up the Gabi while talking to them in the Okay. You got that clear? Yes, that's the first Mahalach. Okay, good. I want to go now to the second Mahalach, and that is as follows. Let's get it. The Gemara said that we learned yesterday that according to the second terrors of the Gemara, Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho is going on the Sefer, that she should accept her Kedushin first, rather than appoint a shliach like a bala, correct? And he used the lashon mitzvah. So there's a great kasha you could ask here, and that is that all the Rishonim ask, a woman is not mitzuvin purvu. If a woman is not mitzuvin purvu, then lamaisa, we pass them like the Rabbanon, in Yevamos Samachem, and visit, a woman is not mitzuvin purvu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says yes. Chachamim say no, because it says Puruvu b'kivshua, and it's not the derech for a woman to conquer. So all the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. How could it be? Now I'm just pointing out lemaisa. I'm just pointing out that I thought in the Baruch Hashem Mechavet the Makne. If you all like the Rambam that we learned yesterday, that there's a seven mitzvah to get married, right? Even with an 80-year-old, nothing new Puruvu, then a woman who wants to get married also is mekayem mitzvah. It's like shechita. What shechita be anywhere? So a woman's not mitzvah and puruvu, but if she wants to get married, she has a mitzvah. Yom Shel Shlomo says the same thing. So I think this kasha does not start according to the Rambam. If it's a mitzvah to get married, independent, that mitzvah might be on a man and a woman just as well. You follow what I'm saying?
Even though the Lashon HaKra is by a man?
Even though the Lashon HaKra is by a man, but she has that option to get married, Daniel. So mitzvah, maybe a mitzvah kiyuvis for a man, but a mitzvah kiyuvis, she says an isser for a man to stay alone, right? The Gemara says Yavamas. So that might set up a scenario that there's a chiyuv for a man to get married and he fulfills the mitzvah. But certainly a woman has a mitzvah kiyumis. You know what a mitzvah kiyumis means? Situational. Like if you're wearing tzitzis, then you get if you're wearing four corners, you got to put on tzitzis. Are you mechuyuv to put on tzitzis? Hashem gets angry if you don't, but you're not mechuyuv. It's not like tefillin. Tefillin you're mechuyuv to put on. Tzitzis, if you're wearing a four-corner garment, you have a chiyuv tzitzis. You follow what I'm saying? That's what mitzvah kiyumis means, situational. So that's exactly the shot here. The pshat here is that I believe the woman, Lamaisa, has a mitzvah kiyumis, so I don't think the kasha starts according to the Rama. I don't think it's a problem at all. Could be the Ram holds a man has a chiyuv to get married, because that iser nivamus. But there's no iser for a woman to stay alone. But the Gemara does say also, the Ram has, the Gemara also has, not good for a woman to stay alone. So maybe that sets up that at least it's certainly a mitzvah chiyuvus, maybe even a mitzvah chiyuvus. Okay, you follow me? But if you don't hold like the Rambam, if you hold like the Rosh, there's a Tibs or Puruvu, all the Rishon Rabbah about this Kasha. What's the Kasha? How could the Gemara say it's a mitzvah for the woman? What mitzvah is there? So the Ran answers, I gave the Ran, and Dafta Tzayin and Beit Taperiv. The Ran is the following Lashon. The Afa Gabishin and Mitzubi, the Puruvu, the Komokom Yishla Mitzvah, Bifne, Shehi, Visayas, Labal, the Kai Mitzvah. She helps the husband to fulfill the mitzvah. You follow me? She helps the husband to fulfill the mitzvah. What does it mean, she helps the husband to fulfill the mitzvah? That's what we want to know. She helps. She's misayeya. Now, misayeya is a Mishnah Makis. If you're misayeya, a guy to do an Aveira, Hashem punishes you like an accessory in Aveira, as if you did the Aveira. But Hashem rewards a guy who's an accessor to an accessory. Accessor to a mitzvah, so as if he did the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Shem always merupa midas schar midas peronios, right? You get much more schar. So there's this notion misayeya that the Ran uses for a mitzvah. The woman is misayeya. You want me to write on the board? You got it? Misayeya, sis. So the question in hand is it seems to be according to Ran that by hechsher mitzvah, Shmuel Rozovsky says, you see, it's a raya from the Ran. Remember we discussed yesterday that by a hechsher mitzvah you say yit mitzvah b'yosum b'shluchom. Seems to be from the Ran you do say it. Because the Gemara is saying it regarding the woman. She's misayeya, it's kind of like a hechsher mitzvah. And still the Gemara says mitzvah b'yosum b'shluchom. Comes along chedushiyan sheshem, there no salaf. Lo ashkechan ikr l'siyu hazeh v'shum makum. He says, what on earth is the Ran talking about? We don't find a raya for this in any place. The tema, ki kataina the boy moral yodeh. Right, the Gemara has a Shaila Lamais. The Gemara has a Shaila the Yavamas. Right, remember the Gemara has a Shaila the Yavamas. She wants to have what? She wants to have some shovel, someone to help her all, help her in life later. Right, the Gemara has a Shaila the Yavamas. So why did the Gemara be posted the Shaila to Misayeya Dadif Tfei? Okay, thank you very much, Daniel. Samachem the base. The Gemara says a Shaila. Let's see it quicker. We'll go back to tomorrow, Lamaisa. The Gemara has such a Shaila. It says, you with me? There was a woman who came in the presence of Rav Nachman, and he said to her, you're not mitzuvah in Puruvu. She said, he says, a woman doesn't need a stick for her hand and a shovel for the kfura. See the shiloh lamaisa? That was the shiloh. Allah lamaisa. She basically, these are situations where the husband wasn't going to have kids. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So the psak was yoytziv itin ksuba. He's got to give her a ksuba. He's got to divorce her. So the Gemara says he's got to give her the ksuba. So amalei zitzil lo mefkadas. So the mice, the shayla is, you know, she's not. He said that you're not commanded, so you can't demand it. So she said to him, what? But she needs a support system, right? She needs a support, so she needs someone to, a cane to walk with and a shovel to shovel with. So the Gemara uses that line as a tain alamaisa that she wants to be able to have kids just as much. So that should be a svar to say that she should get the ksuba. You follow me? So he just points out, number one, he says, where do we find the siyavah mitzvah? And number two, if it was true that it was, the Gemara should have just said that like the Ran, that she's misayel mitzvah. She's misayel mitzvah, she should have just said that. So that's the kasha of the Chedushiyan Sheshem. Okay, we got it? That's one kasha on the Ran, yeah? What did the Ran mean? She's misayim the mitzvah. We don't find it anywhere. Number two, the Gemara should use a Nivomis. Number three, please give this
kasha. We have Tosas and Ksubas.
Yeah.
It defines Bol Bielis Mitzvah. The way the Tosas says Bol Bielis Mitzvah
is that
she... Yeah.
Bo'alayich Osayich.
Yeah.
Okay.
that she creates herself into a base kibble for being. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's for being rishon lamaisa, not for marriage lamaisa.
No, but that's exactly what it's for. I mean, it's in order to have kids. That's exactly. Uh-huh. That's the point.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that she'll be able to, you know.
I'm saying that's an example for the round. That's.
That she's going to say, hey, lamaisa, okay.
Isn't that what it
means?
Yeah,
it could be. Could be. That she's eventually going to say, you can't fulfill the mitzvah anyway. Okay, could be what you're saying. But we're asking three kashas on the run. You follow me? Number one, we don't find anywhere that it's a sale mitzvah. Number two, if it's true that Murni Moshe used it. Number three is, the Yamshar Shlomo and the Ma'arit say, listen to this. If a woman had a mitzvah in the sale of the Baal, then there should be an Isser that she's Messiah to Avera, he takes her without seeing her. If he takes her without seeing her, what do you see from there? You see from that Gemara, there's no Isser for her, yes? No, don't you see from that? It's a very good chab. The Gemara says if the husband takes her without seeing her, the Gemara says he's wrong. Gemara doesn't say she's wrong at all. Why not, Lamaisa? If she's Messiah him in the mitzvah, she should Messiah him in the Isser. So you see the fact that Gemara says black and white, there's no Isser, it's a riot, there's no Din Messiah him. Those are three kashas that we're asking on the run. Number one, we don't find anywhere that she's Messiah. Number two, the Gemara should have said Nivamas. And number three, Lamaisa, the Gemara should have said that she's over an Isser too. The Gemara says she's not over an Isser. So I want you to get this. So the Ma'arit answers the following. He says that a man cannot fulfill Puravu without the woman. But she does not help him. This answers the last kasha. Just let's get this. She doesn't help him to hate her. The hatred doesn't happen because of her. So in other words, you mean she's Messiah, that they get married, but there's still no hatred. The hatred really comes afterwards. That wasn't because of her. She's not causing the hatred. Who's causing the hatred? Himself. Don't hate her. You know what I mean? That's how the Ma'arit wants to answer that third kasha. But Lamaisa, how do we answer the other kashas? So I want you to get this. The Korban Nisanel and Os Aleph and the Rosh I gave you. The Korban Nisanel and the Rosh and Siman Aleph, Os Aleph. The Mach, the answer to Lefi Taisim, Bo Basim, and Gidgen. Let's get this, Dani. A woman is not Mechuyiv in Puravu, but she's Mechuyiv in the midst of Shevis. What is Shevis? Shevis means to what? Populate the world. See, Puravu means that one boy and one girl, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it means two boys. Okay? That's the definition of Puravu. Beis Hillel says one boy, one girl. Beis Shammai says two boys. But Shevis means to populate the world. So a woman is not chayav in Puravu, but she is mechuyiv in Shevis. Lo sovra ol Shevis yitzros. That's a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah. So that's what he means to say she's Messiah. She's mitzvah in the what? Mitzvah of Shevis. Like the Taisim Babashi, Gimlav, and Gittin, Taisim Gittin. Yeah, you got it, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
That's Hipshot. Okay. Lomai said, that's Hipshot. I don't know how you're going to infer for the Gemara of Yevomis, but why didn't the Gemara say it? All right. Number two. That doesn't really infer for the second kasha, but answer the first. Now, what about Lomai said, when we answer the third kasha too, with that Ma'arit? The Shita Lonoda Lumini gives two tirutz. Number one, a woman's
mitzvah. Well, why is it answer the third kasha?
The third kasha we already answered. No, we only answer with the Ma'arit. We're answering the first kasha, the second kasha, we're not answering. Lamai said no. But the third kasha we answered, there's no sina because he caused it really himself. That's right. That we're answering with that.
Right. Okay.
This, to answer the original kasha of Misaya, we're saying is because of what? Is because of, it's a mitzvah Shabbos. Shita Lanor and Lamai says a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Could be he might mean Shabbos like the Korban Nisanel. Because the Dark Eight Davis is where we find the Rabbanan Mitzvah. Another teretz, which is a second teretz, Shita Lanor and Yamshar Shlomo, is that a woman is mitzvah, betur and mitzvah of Osa. She does it voluntarily. So therefore women say, Abracha Vitzivanu, on a mitzvah says Yishvan Grama. Because it's done voluntarily. If you do it voluntarily, it's still a mitzvah. Another terence we could say from the Ma'arit B'Rav is the Mishnah's like Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. Who's Rabbi Yochanan and Broka? That women are mechuyiv in Puravu. So you could say a woman's mechuyiv in Puravu, yeah? The Parashas of the Rumesada say, the Gemara says a wolf, a father, is mechuyiv to marry off his daughter, Laman and Bebeis. The Gemara Ksuba says it's the Yeraisa. Kavachomer, a woman has to try to marry herself off. And therefore we know there's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah for her to get married.
And therefore?
So therefore, Yeshua Messiah, the mitzvah of her to get married. The father has to marry her off. She's got to try to marry herself off. And then the last answer is the Miri. The Miri says, Mikomokom the Mrs. Nasis Ayodim, which means like the Ran, that she's Messiah Labal. Oh, he says, even though it's not Nasei Gomor, she's not Nifka from the Mitzvah Lagamri. Could mean Shevis, it could mean Enimitsu voice. So we got this? Let's go over to this home of Taichin Ran. Taichin Ran. Go to the three kashas, Taichin Ran. Ran says she's Messiah Labal, that's the Mitzvah. First kash was where we find it. Two, the Gemara and Yuvomis. Why did the Gemara use it? And three, what's three? If there's no Isser for if there's no Isser for her to do a Shlich LaKabbalah, but Lomais is an Isser for him to get married without seeing her, why is he not Messiah in the Aveir? So it must be the fact that Gemara says there's no Messiah in the Aveir, there's no Isser for her. Must be a Raya that there's no Din of Messiah. Otherwise, it'd be an Isser. Yeah. So the last question we answer is because she's not causing the hatred, he causes himself. So that's why it's not a problem. But we still have the first two kashas. So on that, we want to say a bunch of terutz, and that is that the Korban Sana says it in Shabbos. Maybe that can answer, well, maybe the Gemara of Yevamos didn't want to quote it because it's only to be Kabbalah. Maybe. Not enough of a tainin. Or you could say in the Rabbanon, also maybe it's not enough of a tainin. Say it's only in the Rabbanon, making the tzinu, maybe it's like Shabbos. Another answer, we said voluntarily she does it for the sake of brachas. Maybe voluntarily is also not enough for the time to get the ksuba. Now my Rebbe Rav says, we're going like the data that says women are mechuyav puravu. So then it's not la'alaka. And the last two terutz we said a woman, a father's mechuyav to marry a daughter also, much worse, she's mechuyav. And then the Miri said that the mitzvah is not salyada, that means she's mesel about, or even though she's no, there's no essay gomer, she's not released from the mitzvah gomer. Could mean Shabbos, could mean Dinam and Suvos. But remember, we stressed that according to all Rambam, from Machavin to the Mach, then the whole Kasha doesn't start. Why not? Why doesn't it start the whole Kasha of the Machnin? The Kasha of the Machnin doesn't start because why? What do you think? The Kasha of the Machnin doesn't start
because
it's not its own. For him, it's a chiyuv, for her, might be an option, and therefore it comes out good. Okay, so that's the second mahalach. You got this? Yeah? You got it, Chlor? Yeah, Donnie, good? You got it? You got the answer? Iran? Clear? Okay, that's the second mahalach in the Ran. Okay, the second mahalach of the Ran. Okay, let's go a little bit right now in the Gemara, because that'll connect with this mahalach. Allah Lamaisa. First of all, before we go on, we got to do the tosses. What are the tosses? The third tosses. Also, Adam sheikadish isha chulei. Afagav the ketani aish mekadish lechachila lo nakele lashminin el lashminin din kedusha. What's tosses saying here in the third tosses? What's tosses saying? Tosses is making a beautiful order. What is tosses of? Tosses wants to say here is that the truth is that it's Asr Makadosh a woman through a shliach because you don't see her, yes? If you don't see her, it's Asr Makadosh her. Yeah, but doesn't the Mishnah say Ish Makadosh Bol Bushlucho? Mashal Lechachil, it's Mutter. What's the answer? No, the Mishnah just wants to tell you, Dani, that what? That the Kedushin's good himself and also through what? Shlichus. As long as the Kedushin's good. But it's not commenting whether it's Asr or not. Our Gemara is saying Allah Almighty that it's usher that he himself the chachila should accomplish himself and not do a shliach.
I know why can't you just say the chachila if he's seen her already?
Yeah, because the previous tosis is talking about both. That's
right.
Bein makir, bein ein makir. So you don't want to make an akimta the meal. You want the mishnah covers both. So you want to say the mishnah covers both. So that's Almighty what tosis wants to say. Okay, that's what tosis wants to say. You follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The Kiddush, yeah. The Kiddush what he wants to tell me. Okay? So that's what Taisa wants to be Mechadish. Now, take a look at the Ma'aribe Rav. I mean, take a look at what Rashi says. Look at Rashi Dimaska Baha. What does Rashi say in Dimaska Baha? Talk to Rashi. You with me? Rashi Dimaska Baha, Nami Surah Iker. Im yochol lekadosh ba'atzmo lekiddush ayde shliach. If you can mekadosh yourself and you do it through a shliach, the mitzvah she'irena shem etiskan alof. If you can mekadosh a woman ba'atzmo ayde shliach, it's a mitzvah you should see her shem etiskan alof. What's Mashi from Rashi? And if you can't see her, there's no iser. You got that, Rashi? Im yochol. So you want to say that Rashi is answering Tosis Kasha. If you can mekadosh yourself, there's an issue to do without seeing her. Do a shliach. But if you can, it's mutter. So that's what the Mishnah's talking about. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about a case where you can't get to see her. That's all. That would answer Tosis Kasha. Similar to what you say, but not exactly. But why can't the Mishnah talk about a case where you cannot see her? So you have to get to her. You have to do it through a shliach. So you want to say Rashi's coming to Barborn, Rashi's coming to answer Tosis Kasha. That's what the Ma'aribe Rav is Mechadish. I thought it was a beautiful view. You hear what I'm saying? See, Taisa stands on his head and says, oh, well, Shlichus is, Mishnah wants Mechadish, you Shlichus. That it's good Kiddushin. Yourself, you do it through a Shlich. Minachanami, though, if you do with a Shlich, it's Tak Aser. It's still a good Kinyan, like you said yesterday. But it's still Aser. Maybe you could answer the amount of situation you should Mechadish for a Shlich, that you cannot do it yourself. In that situation, there's no issue when you cannot do it yourself. You know?
Why can't Tosas just say that? I think Tosas would probably say that, no, you just shouldn't marry that woman.
Yeah, to that degree.
I think.
Onus from a patre, Daniel.
Why is that onus? Marry somebody else.
Marry someone else. But he wants to marry that woman. Wants to marry that woman. I mean, the mitzvah.
Isser.
Why should you be forced to?
Because there's an isser.
Yeah, but the isser is, why you should lose her because of that isser. Why can't you say onus from a patre?
What's the onus?
Maybe you want to say it's a machleis, onus chumana
patre. Onus chumana patre allows you to do others. Onus chumana patre exempts you from mitzvahs.
The issue doesn't get off the ground in the case of onus. You want to say...
It's not yari gal yavor. It's not like...
Because why didn't Tysus say it? You're bothered.
Gun to your head that you have to get married.
Why didn't Tysus say it?
Right, I think that's what Tosus was
saying. Why didn't Tysus say it? He's asking, why didn't Tysus say it? You're asking. Okay. I hear you. But the Yad David says like this, please get this. How did Yitzhak take Rivka through Eliezer? He didn't see her. Whoa. Isn't that a great kasha? How did Yitzhak take Rivka? He didn't see her. What's the answer? He wasn't able to, because he was an old Tamima. He couldn't go to Chutz Laaretz. So since he couldn't go to Chutz Laaretz, he couldn't see her. Yitzhak was commanded to stay in Eretz Yisrael. You got me? So therefore, that's the shot according to Rashi, fits in beautifully, no? See, according to Tysus, according to you, it's going to get stalked, no? How do you say that? Lamaitz Hachi Renan? Allah Lamaitz, a good kasha, but that's what we want to tighten.
I thought Rebbe has a shtickle Torah that the
Kiddushin
wasn't a chal.
Lamafreya, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that for emphasis that too.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Maybe it only was out tonight that she had no moon when he checked her.
Yeah.
So the man was not a problem. The verse Yitzchak, yeah, the shtick we wrote for the Chumash, for Shet, yeah. So maybe it comes out, maybe if Rebbe Zed Kasha too as well. Daniel's saying good. Because the Kedusha wasn't Chal, it was only on Mafre that there was no moon. So it comes out there was no Israel. So not, maybe that's a good way Tyson's going to answer. Just bothered by things you can say there's still an issue, maybe. What?
I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Give that terrace. Could be. Okay. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's get it. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph, he says, if you can Mekadish yourself, it's Asar Ayyadei Shliach, and the Gaon is Mitzayin Rashi. So it seems in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like Rashi. Hey, if you can mekadosh yourself, it's also to do it through shliach. You got to do it yourself. Okay? You got me?
Only if you can.
Usher. It's usher to do it, yeah. All right, very good. So that's, let's take this a step further, and then we'll get to the next mahalik. Okay? Let's take this a step further. The first mahalik was the Wegar and the Kavod Shabbos. The second mahalik was the Ran. Third mahalik now is the Taisis and this Diuk and Rashi. Look at this. Look at what Rashi says. The Ramaskal Dio, Tandu. See Tandu? Remember we said that a woman would rather be married than be single?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? And that's why we said Mitzvah Boyosu Mishlucha. And there's no issue if she gets married, what? There's no issue if she gets married without seeing the guy. Yes? Is that correct? We're not afraid of her getting disgusted with the husband because she'd rather be married than single. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Donna, you got me? No? What did the Gemara say in the Maskana? The Gemara said that she what? She can do it through a shliach, and whatever she ends up hating the guy. We don't care, she'd rather be married than single. She's not going to want to get divorced. Because we have a klal that a woman would rather be married than single, yes? You got that? That's Tavlamez of Tandu, Mulamez of Armalu. Look at Rashi Damascus do. Shnai. See Rashi? I never thought of this. It's unbelievable. Vikoshya. Achanami Gavidida Iki Sura. Vikoshya Achanami Gavidida Iki Sura. Says do Shnavi Kosh Achanami Gavidida Iki Sura. Yoyim Kiddushin L'shlucho Lo Chazivo. You got the kasha? What's the kasha?
Should still be an Isser for her.
Excellent. There still should be an Isser. There still should be an Isser for him, right? Because even if she uses a Kabbalah, she won't see him. He won't see her. Right?
What if he sees her, but she doesn't?
No, but he only sees the Shlich of Kabbalah, he doesn't see her. So Rashi is asking, so there's still an Isser in that frame. But for him, so Rashi is in a Hanami. He will be over an Isser in that case. But we don't care. We're not talking about him. We're talking about her. She's going to be with him and her. All we care about is the mitzvah that she has. There's nothing. Since the topic of the Reisha was him, so we point out an Isser. But since the topic of the Seva is talking about what?
Her,
we don't point out an Isser that's for him. There's still an Isser in that case for him. Because he doesn't see her in the end of the day. Because she gave her own shliach. It's an ingenious point of Rashi. No. You hear this? It's a vor. No. So that's what Rashi says in the Hanami. Now, why? Maybe she's overly fnever. What's the answer? She's not over the Ma'arid, because who says she's not causing the hatred? Get yourself together. Don't hate her. So what does the Ritva say in the Shita Lonot Lami? They say no, he recognizes her. She doesn't recognize him, so therefore there's no Isser. So he makes an Ukimta, which is a little bit strange because the Taisa said the Mishnah about both. You follow me? But he wants to say that the Ritva and the Shita Lonot say the Seifa was talking about where he's mocking her. The Ma'ariv Rav gives the following teretz. I want you to get this. And I was thinking about the Nekudas and Machlokes here, but let's get it. You know what the Ma'ariv Rav says? Listen to this. He says, once a woman appoints a shliach, she's megaladas that she doesn't want to see the guy. Yes? Once she's megaladas that she doesn't want to see the guy, he has no issue to see her as well. Because what can he do? What can the Baal do if she doesn't want to be miskaneshes herself? No? You hear that answer? If she's appointing a shliach, and she obviously doesn't mind not seeing him. She doesn't mind not seeing him, then maybe there's no issur for him to be kaddish without seeing her, because, I mean, what's he supposed to do? If she doesn't want to accept the kedusha herself, what's he can't force her.
It probably depends on how you define the after echa kamocha.
But I'm saying, but you could respond back what you said, so then don't get married, you know what I mean? Don't get married in that scenario, then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I think that's why I don't think that's right.
I think it probably depends how you define after kamocha.
No, I'm saying the Ma'ariv Rav says from the fact that Rashi didn't say that, he holds that there is an Isser. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, in the following scenario, where she appoints a shliach of a Kabbalah, are you over an Isser or not? Are you over an Isser or not? What do you think? What do you think? So Rashi says you are over an Isser, right? Rashi says you are over an Isser, that he is over an Isser, even though she didn't want to be Miskadesh yourself. But the Ma'ariv Rav wants to answer, maybe not. He wants to say maybe there's no Isser at all for him. So, I mean, what's the Nekudas of Machlokes there when she herself shows that she doesn't want to see the guy and she's willing to marry him? Does he also, is he alleviated from the Isser? see alleviated from the Isser as well. So you want to say Tolen V'Aftalech Kamocha, that what?
That if V'Aftalech Kamocha is on the recipient or on the person
giving it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Meaning if it's, right, is it, you know, is it that you have to make sure that you, you know, don't set yourself up to, for a scenario where you're going to treat a person improperly?
Right.
Or is it
or that if the person doesn't care,
it doesn't matter what your feelings are.
Right. I like that. I mean, it's possible. There is a person not machmen, why should I, person not machmen on me being mean, so I can still be mean?
Maybe. Unless you say, no, we have to come over, it's about me. It's about, it's a didn't me this. It's a didn't me not acting improperly.
Could be. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, the mice. It's a chiddush. Could be. Something to think of. You want to tie in it. It's hard to imagine that. It's hard to imagine that, that if you allow me to be mean to you, that I could be mean. I don't know. In other words, what I think it might mean here is you don't necessarily know what's going to happen. Because you should get yourself together. So she doesn't care about seeing the guy. So you also say that Lamaisa, in the end of the day, when you're mean to a person, it's always an aveira. But the truth of the matter is that the fact that she didn't want to see him, is that also like an invitation that you don't have to see me as well? So that's why I think you could say it here, like you're saying. Lamaisa not necessarily be mean, or at least risking it, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. You're saying good. Very excellent. Okay, you got this, Donnie? Again, in other words, in a case where a woman appoints a shliach with kavod accepted, so she obviously doesn't care, she doesn't want to see the guy. Do you say that the man also still has an issur to Makadosh without seeing her? The fact that she doesn't care, does that also allow the husband? You follow me? So that's a Rashi seems to say it's usur, no matter what. It's usur for him. And the Ma'ariv Rav wants to argue that maybe there's no such issur. Maybe there's no such interesting question. Okay. So let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay? Let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. So the Gemara says the following. Yes? By the two dots. Gami, each mekadesh is bito kishinara. A man is mekadesh his daughter when she's a nara. Kishinara in kishikitana lo. When she's a nara, yes. When she's a katana, no. Meaning that the only way.
Good question.
Yeah, the Gemara says, you mean the only time you can marry her off is when she's a nara and a katana, not? It's not true. Messiah, little rab, Zariah, Farab, the Ravina, Rav, they sim, Rabbalaz, Osalam, Shikaz, Bido, Shikatana, Atsitikadel, Vatom, Raploni, Rotsa. No, it's a proof for Ravina, Rav, the sim, Rabbalaz, also for a man of the Kaddish, his daughter. She's a katana, until she gets older and says, I want to marry that particular man. So, of course, you can marry off a katana and a nara, right? No problem. Katana's what age, Donnie? Under 12. Nara's from 12 to 12 and a half, a bulgaris, older than 12 and a half. You got it? So, you can marry off both, but it's also to do for a katana because she doesn't have any das. She might grow up and saying, I don't want that guy, you have to wait until she's a gadol and express who she wants. That's by a Nara, by Bulgaris. You don't have the power to rear off anyway. Okay? So, let's see Rashi. No Rashi. Smash with this in Isser Gomer, to marry off your smallest daughter. So the Atzvus Yosef in the Minnesota asked, why did Rashi and the Mishnah write, what did Rashi say in the Mishnah? We saw it yesterday. Remember Rashi said it was just Derek Harris? Usually that's the way it's done for a Nara. Yeah? From the Gemara, it's Masha, it's Nisr Gomer. From Rashi, it's Masha, it's not a Nisr Gomer. It's just a Din L'Chachili, you know what I mean? That's the Kasha Atzis Yosef and Minnesota. So what does the Rambam say? Rambam says in Pirkei Avot Yates, Ein Ra'ui L'Kadosh Ketana. Chein Ein Ra'ui L'Kadosh Yishar Shirena. What does Rambam seem to Mashma? Same thing, that it's not a Nisr Gomer. That's as easy as the Gemara says in Nisr. So this is what kind of stands. This is Achi Rana. So what on earth is going on here? So that's as easy in the case of Mishkan, the Yosef, say the Rama holds not Nisr Gomer, it's an Eitz Tovah. What forced Rashi and Rama to say this, not Nisr Gomer, says that's as easy because the answer to this Kasha. What is this Kasha? Take a look at Titus Kasha. The Titus Asaladun Dani, for the Titus Asaladun, she has been the Shikana. Tabakab Dharmalaya. Why is it awesome for a guy to marry off his daughter as a Kana? He doesn't want her stuck as an Aguna. She'd rather be married than single. Asaladun, she has been the Shikana. Tabakab Dharmalaya. The Surulaika. Should the Tabakab Satan do? Even though earlier there's no issue because the Tabakab Satan is what's going to be done. Even the big Dolo. She was Ganesh on the answer. That's a good old. She knows what's going on. Kevin Yerasa, she wanted to marry this fellow. Lekin Lamei Hashem Taksu. She's going to hate him. Vaktan, she was Ganesh on the Avia. Ktana gets married to her father. Yikin Lamei Hashem Yimaisa Gedoyla. She was a good old Loaisa Mistras. She wouldn't marry the guy. Vaksha, Sha'anu Nogim. Yes. Vaksha, Sha'anu Nogim. The Kaddish Beno said, we marry off our daughters to the Ktanas in the 1200s of the places. Hanim Shum Lechol Yom Yom. Vakolos Miskabalim. Every day they ask him to get stronger. He may sleep with beyond other actual. If you have the money now, hurry off. I think Pito will do it now. He's doing it. Give a nice dowry, do it now. Shemalakas man, maybe later, lo yeah, sleep with beyond. He won't have enough money. The Chishu Pito, Aguna, Chashu Pito, Leomo. And the daughter will be considered to be an Aguna forever. Because why? So what is he saying? I thought you're not allowed to do it, Lamaisa. The answer is, though, it's better than getting you stuck as an Aguna. No one's going to marry if he doesn't have any, the doing it now. You follow me? So the money, that thing overrides this concept. You follow what I'm saying? So how do you know Rashi and Rambam know it's not Nisar Gomer? Because they had Taisus Kasha, Daniel. Rashi and Rambam held it wasn't Nisar Gomer because they didn't answer Taisus Kasha. Taisus asked, why is it Asher Nekadesh? A Ketana, or a Tavnis, a Tandu, and Nisar Varmulu. Why is it Asher Nekadesh, a Nekadesh, a Ketana? Yeah, you should have supplied the same principle. Yeah. What's the answer? The answer is you see the Tan Nisar Gomer. You see the Tan Nisar Gomer. Taisa Kasha doesn't start. I would say to Aslan Tan, no, it's Tan Nisar Gomer, so don't be bothered by it. You know what I mean? Rashi also says it's not a Nisar Gomer. Also, the Isra Makasha Shirena. What did Rashi say? Mitzvah Shirena. Masha, it's not an Isra Gomer. Rashi didn't ask a ball, right? Baha. He said, you know, the Mitzvah Shirena Shemitzkanel. The mitzvah, it's not an Isser Gomer. So as you can say, according to Rashi and the Rambam, the Isser marrying a Ketana, and the marrying the Ketana off in the mitzvah of singing is only what? Only Midrabonim. Yeah, David says, that's what Rashi says, the Isser is only if you can Mekadosh yourself. Can Mekadosh yourself. Allah Chalom Aysen. That's what Rashi holds. The Isser Mekadosh Ketana is not an Isser Gomer. The Isser Mekadosh Yisrael is not an Isser Gomer either. Yeah? You follow what I'm saying? So that's a beautiful pshat. That answer tells us, guys, don't tell me, oh, how can you do Tav Nisar Tam? It's not real. Nisar Gomer. It's not an Nisar Gomer. We said, I Tav Nisar, that's not an Nisar Gomer. You know what you can also answer based on this kasha? What else can he answer based on this kasha? What else can he answer based on this kasha? Remember the kasha of Yom Tov Shlomo on the Ran? A woman would be Maseil Avera. Remember? She's Maseil Mitzvah, she's Maseil Avera. No, the answer was Siddiq al-Mari, you're not causing the hatred. She's not causing the hatred, you're causing yourself, right? So what would be another answer to that kasha? It's not an Isser Gomer, it's only the Chachila. So it's not shy to say she's Maseil Isser. It's not an Isser Gomer anyway. So what's the problem? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Zayin Tzif Tes, it says, Mitzvah shalol lekadish bito ketana. Listen to this. Mitzvah, you should not marry off your bito ketana. So the Beishmutz of Kunal asks, but the Gemara says, also lekadish ketana. Yeah. What's the answer in the Hanami? Fi Rav, it's Aser, and Shulchan Aruch holds like the Mordechai. That there are other Amorim and Cholik on Rav. We find many Maisim and Shas that they were Mekadish ketanis. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah less than the Rav. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to make a bit of ketana, but it should say also. What's the answer? Chanami k'rav it's aser, but we said other amoroyim were cholik on Rav. Yes, other amoroyim according to Rav that it's an iser. Shulchan Aruch holds like what? Shulchan Aruch holds like the Mordechai. Well, the other amoroyim were cholik on Rav. Yes, because we find many kids who have some kaddish ketanas, so we don't hold like Rav. So the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch writes mitzvahs lasei de Rav, and he says he recommends mitzvah shalei kadosh bito ketana because he doesn't want to go against Rav completely. You follow me? Okay. Now let's take this a step further. You with me, Daniel? Donnie? Daniel and Donnie, right? So let me tell you this caution. Allah Maisa. The note of Yehuda in the Nazareth. Madura comes to the Ayyam and asks, how can a father make a speech of Tana through a shliach? Ain't shliach with the Varavera. Ain't shliach with the Varavera. It's an issue with the Rabban, and so what? Mishnah Melech says, it was Ritzicha, Peribez Lachaviz, by this Rabban was ancient in the Varavera. You're the Kasha? Yeah, how do you ever make a Shuman Ayyam shliach? Ain't shliach with the Varavera. So what's the terrence in that Kasha? The Teretz Hakashin of Yudin Chuba Ayin Vav says that the first day in Taisus in Bobutsir and Dafir and Bezi, ancient Lavarvera is only on the Shlichas, not on the Maisa. Mm-hmm. Meaning the Maisa goes through. The Maisa goes through, that's one Teretz. The Maisa really goes through. Okay? As when you say ancient Lavarvera, doesn't cancel the actual Maisa, Dani. The Maisa goes through, it's just there's no Shlichas on the Avera. The Mishalech doesn't get the Avera, the Shlich gets the Avera. Okay? That's the answer noted. What's another answer, Daniel? Suminai and Zion, the next Chuba. Yisra Shem, Diskana Allah is what? Let's say he doesn't care. He doesn't care if he finds another one. Then there's no Yisra. This is totally in his own das. On some of the time, you don't say Shem of Aravera. Because as far as Yisra told the title, that's not Yisra, that's a Maisa Kedushi. You know what I mean? So you don't say Shem of Aravera on that. It's all subjective. It's all subjective. Even it's not even side, it's subjective. Mashun Norbuta learns that it's Mr. Gomel. Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
But according to Rashi and Rambam, it's not Nisr Gomer. The whole Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha known to you. That's what the Nun Mitzvah says. Maybe that was proof of the Hechreach of the Rambam, it's not Nisr Gomer. Maybe. So you have Rashi and Rambam hold that it's a Nisr what? You have Rashi and Rambam to hold it's a Nisr what? Not a Nisr Gomer. Okay? They hold it's not a Nisr Gomer. So that would answer the Kasha about the Messiah, and also the Kasha about ancient Levar Avera, Allah Kalamayas as well, and also Rashi Renim. These aren't Yisurim Gmurim. But you can also answer that this in the mice as well. Now, how's it Hutter Yisur? How can Taisa write what he says? What do you mean? His mana said, if you got the geld, you better give the dowry over to the guy, otherwise she might get stuck as an aguna. You're not allowed to do it if she's a katana. Bottom line is Yisur Gora. How does he actually, his mana said, it's okay. You just upgefreg the Yisur? Where did Yisur go? Evaporated? How do you mount to the Yisur? See, according to the Rambam, again, you could say for emperor. It's not Nisr Gomer, according to Rashi Rambam. So, okay, so, you know, it's not like really approving. But if you hold it, it's a real Nisr Gomer. So they say, Nisr Gomer, and so soon involved, beautiful shot. Even though it's Nisr Gomer, but since Yisr Mitzav Achterech Kamocha, it's Manazeh, it's better to marry off with Yisr if you fulfill Achterech Kamocha that way. Kind of like it's oscillating, like you said. And the Bach writes that she's a Ketana, but maybe she's a mature Ketana. She wants to get married. The Ritva says the same thing in an Aleph, then it's fine. He says if she has Das, she wants that fellow, it's fine. Or we're not questioning that she's going to refuse the guy when she gets older. It doesn't mean me here, literally. If you know for sure, Lomai, if there's no Kshash of that, then it's also Linton to marry her off. So you see, it's not if there's no Kshash that she's going to, you know, uproot the guy and fight with him, so the Sfar of Tez Mutu Bisman Azes, there's no Kshash, we don't want her to be set as an Aguna, so it can oscillate. So I can tell you to say what he says up Kafreg. Either you say it's not Nisr Gomer, or you say it's Nisr Gomer, but it's all based on after the Kamofa, so it's okay. Allah Lomais, because the end of the day, or also you could say possibly, that maybe making a kinta that she had Das, and she knows how to express her Das, or we're just not conscious that she's going to refuse and cause the problem in the end of the day. Okay, you got me? You got me on this Kiddush? Okay. Now let's close, because you got to go at one. Let's close, Lomaisa. Tomorrow, how can we get in shear, though? He's got a shear here at 9. I got to leave for Baltimore about 11. What should we do?
I'm available at 10:30. Shear's over at 10:30, so if Rebbe's leaving at 11, maybe we could do over the phone for a half hour.
The kids and everything. What about on the phone at 8? Okay, where are you going to be at 8?
I'll be driving, but I could listen.
What time do you leave for the yeshiva?
I leave...
What time is it now? At 6?
Yeah. 6:15.
So you want to do from 7:30 to 8:30?
Does that work for you, Donnie? You probably wake up later than that, right?
Yeah. Can't do it tomorrow, 7:30, 8:30 on the phone? Or at Care 1? at 7:30. Want to meet at Care 1 at 7:30 to 8:30?
Are you staying in Teaneck? So I can give you a ride.
I can't drive to Care 1.
Yeah, I'm saying I can pick you up and we can go to Care 1 and then from Care 1 to YU.
Yeah, why don't we do the sheer? Well, he's not going. You won't go to YU tomorrow.
Are you not going to YU tomorrow?
No. So why don't we do 7:30, 8:30 at Care 1? Can you get up early for that? He'll pick you up. Okay. You get his number?
Yeah.
We'll do it in the shul in Care 1, 7:30, 8:30. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You'll be here by 9?
Yeah. I might get there at like 7:40, though. It just depends on leave in the morning. But yeah, let's call for 7:40.
Okay, 7:40 to 8:30?
Yeah, is that okay for Abby?
Yeah, let's try 7:30.
I'll try and be there at 7:30
to 8:30 at Care 1. So you got to get up early and daven, okay? All right? You can do it?
Or you daven afterwards at B'nai Shurin.
Or you can daven after B'nai Shurin, don't you? Yeah?
8:50.
8:50 diving, yeah. Okay, great. So let's just close with the following. The Taisus, the previous Taisus, actually, the look at this Taisus, Shinara. Shinara. So 7:30, 8:30, Care 1, dog, and the house of my mom. 7:30, 8:30, Shinara. Look at this. Shinara, Taisus, New Moscow. Shinara, and Kishitana, loving Tono, and Dilma, and Rabusa, knocking. Nara v'koshkein tana. The Kiddush is Nara v'koshkein tana. Why is the Gemara say it's only Nara not a tana? Maybe fakir. Maybe a Nara for sure a tana is good. But you're showing me the diagram that tana kishin Nara v'lo tana ya'ish. The Kaddish bito Nara. See, the fact that it said kishin Nara, it doesn't say ish b'kaddish bito Nara, stam. Mashu v'dafke Nara. When it says kishin Nara, dafke Nara v'lo tana. You follow me? Inami. Once it elucidates, it means a nara and not a what? And not a ktani. Follow me? Those are 2 days in the Taisus. Taisus says the reason why the Gemara's died because it said kishin nara. But it just said nara, it's fine. Maybe it's called Shekin Kana, but it was Shinar, Dafke, Shinar, not Lok Tana. Second there, it says the Mishnah in Ksumas doesn't say any words about a Narak Tana. Our Mishnah does, so it says Nara was the men of Nara. And the last Nakuda was, on the previous Taisus we did, on the second Taisus yesterday we did, we said that maybe it doesn't establish it on the Reisha. Why doesn't it establish it on the Reisha? So maybe he recognizes her, right? Therefore he recognizes her. So we said the Mishnah maybe is talking about what? So Lamaisa, Pashas Kavanasim is that there's an Isser to Mekadesh Achirena. So he says if you're Makar, there's no Isser, right? So the Atsasiyazamar Shom Aram said, this means if you're not Makar, there's an Isser. Because of Lamakira, it mentions Mekadesh Bo, because Ayadishliyah, there's a what? There's an Isser. Yes? So since we're talking about a situation of what? Lomakira, it's on all types of cases, so it mentions what? Ayadishliyah, there's an Isser. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? So the Marshal asks, why does it say the Mishnah talk about both? Why didn't just the Mishnah talk about the case of Ayimakira? And then there's an Isser. And the Taisa Rosh Taka says, we're talking about a case of Ayimakira. That's what Taka says, Taisa Rosh. So the Marshal asks, just let's talk about a case of Ayimakira. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Taisa means there's an Isser, Ayimakira, Ayimakira. Makira, the Isser is because of what? Mitzvah by Yosef Mishnuva is not just a mitzvah, but it's an Isser. You follow me? Therefore, the Mishnah had to teach a safe to tell me, even when there's no Isser, there's still a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Allah says, Isser bein makira bein ein makira. Why? Because there's a mitzvah by Yosef Mishnuva. So even if you're makira, you still should do it. You follow me? So that's what he wants to say to the Yaakov Emden. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay? So tomorrow, 7:30 to 8:30. Now we're going to coordinate together. Yeah. You want him to pick you up?